Hi, I'm John Papa, and this is Corey Schumann. We're here back again to talk about the Silver Lake Firestarter Labs. And this one is talking about Lab 9, the deep dive into the outer browser features. So in an earlier lab, we talked about outer browser, and we went over some of the features and the good things you can do and how you can manipulate some of the features to do what you need. In this particular lab, we talked about when we created this, we wanted to get a real business scenario that we see in everyday life.
Exactly. So with as you were saying, this is kind of a BI dashboard, so real world, not kind of a forced,
Right.
Let's take a look at some features, and you know, the other lab was applicable, kiosk situation. This is a lot more for executives or if you're for management where you want a dashboard.
Yeah, and it doesn't take advantage of every outer browser feature.
Exactly.
So it's not a feature lab. This is one that you could see yourself walking into any customer and then saying, I would like this.
Exactly.
So it's all about Excel.
Yes.
Data points and BI and dashboards.
Exactly.
Good buzzwords.
So let's paint the picture real quick before we get started and kind of ask what we're doing.
Right.
So take a look. Consider this main page. This is Visual Studio, so it's not running. What we have is labeled the government dashboard. It could be any BI dashboard. And here are some drop targets with a progress bar on top.
Right.
Some values that could be coming back from a web service. Kind of gives you a quick outlook, and then finally a check for updates button that we'll go over. So when you drag and drop, there are some modules there. We're going to take some Excel data, and it doesn't matter. What we don't care about is how the data looks. It could be as simple as, say, for example, population. This is a little harder to read. So, but population, very plain right. Excel file, or something very complex like unemployment rates with colors,
multiple and columns, colors, and
exactly.
graphics.
Exactly. So the pieces that we need to be a little knowledgeable about the Excel file. So here in each one is a title, and then we're going to grab have header, and then we're going to grab data.
Right. And you could go, I mean, we have to be knowledgeable what's in the file, but you could go a little further beyond these examples and say, you could drag whatever format you want in, you just have to tell us about the format.
Exactly.
And figure it out.
Exactly.
But practically, you're going to know, and I think it's not a lot to ask for the user to say, you know, tell me the columns, the X and Y columns you've got.
Exactly. So then we have another user control here called the data widget. And in the data widget, this is where we're going to put the drag and drop code.
Okay.
So when you drop a file onto the data widget, it will then process, and then it will show the results in either a data grid or a chart. So
right. You can use this in four places on the dashboard. So you can create multiple instances of this.
And number of places if you want, right?
Right.
So let's go ahead and get started and first enable this data widget to be a drop target.
Okay.
So crack open the code behind.
Yeah, so if we're going to do a drag and dropping from the file system, we have to allow drop targets. And there's, what, two things you have to do that?
Exactly. So allow a drop target.
Okay.
And then listen to the drop event.
It's pretty simple.
Exactly.
Show them how it's done.
So I already have this here, some code. So the drop event, let's drop that right here. It's probably a bad place to drop it after a semicolon. So what this is simply our standard, what we're used to registering a drop event. And then for the drop event handler, we're going to come in and say, this simply shows that you can get your file info. So you can get multiple files. What we're going to concentrate on is working with one file. However, we could extend this and start
sure.
looking through files.
Any data gets you data about what was dropped. Doesn't have to be a Excel file. It could be a picture. Could be anything somebody drops.
Exactly.
And you use file info using the get data format.
Right.
To check into that, and then you cast it to a file info array. And as you said, you could loop through the array. I've even written stuff for like pictures where you loop through it and you look for anything with an extension of JPEG or PNG.
Right.
So you can part. The whole point is here. Once you write these three lines of code,
you can then
parse into what you want.
Right, right. So now we have at this point, it's a drop target. So now I can start dropping items in.
Right.
So I'm actually going to consider that you're dropping Excel files in.
Mm-hmm. And we also mentioned that you also have to set on the panel the allow drop equals true, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I believe let's just make that explicit. This dot import panel,
and you can do that in XAML or you can do that in code here.
Allow drop equals true, and I believe in XAML. If we take a look at the data widget at the import panel, it is already set to true. We just need to find the import panel. So here you can see allow drop is true. So
we'll set it twice.
Exactly.
That's fine.
So now let's take that first Excel file and open it. So I'm going to bring some code in, and then we're going to talk about the code. So first we define, get the first file of the array, and then we're going to use Automation Factory. We talked about this last time with the other outer browser.
Right.
We're going to get a handle on Excel, and then we're going to, with this, we need to make sure this is in my documents, because since this is outer browser, we're asking for elevated trust, and elevated trust can hit anything with my...
To my folders.
My documents, my pictures, my video. So here, environment special folder, my document, and we can take a look at this enumeration, you know, my pictures, personal
right.
So we're saying my documents and the file name. So at this point, if you start dragging files in from wherever on the hard drive, mm-hmm. And it's not my documents, then we're going to have some problems. So,
so we'll take that leap of faith first.
Right.
It's in that folder.
We're making this assumption. And so here, my documents, and then you have those four Excel files.
And we'll make it more robust in the next exercise, but we want to
exactly
go there yet.
Save the best for last. Make it more real world.
Right. So here we take the first file. We ignore if there's others. They
exactly.
drag multiple. Big deal. Get the first one. We're going to open that file up inside of Excel.
Right.
And then we make it the active worksheet.
Exactly. So something that's kind of interesting about this is that we're going to go through the Excel file.
Mm-hmm.
In most samples, and open up data from Excel and show you Excel. And hey, this is Excel. What this does is it actually just opens up the process. You don't ever see Excel.
Right.
You look through it and you close it. So... Little sneaky, but
some of them you have to say is visible or show, or with some of the COM objects to actually show them on screen.
Right.
This one just runs Excel, but doesn't actually make it visible.
Right. Sneaky may not resourceful. This is probably the right
yes.
word.
Creative.
Yes. and it really does provide a great user experience for the user, so that way
sure.
they're not it's not jarring where you're opening up Excel and these are just like
there's no blinking pages.
What's going on.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then we get a handle. Open Excel, open up the worksheet with active worksheet. All right, then let's read the Excel file. We have a handle on the active worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's start looping through the columns. And what we're doing here is cell 1 and 2, iterate through columns. We start at 3 because the first column is a header.
Right.
And so this actually doesn't start at 0. It's not 0 index, it starts at 1. First one is the header, second one is the column, the column
mm-hmm.
headers. So the third one is when your data starts coming in. So not going to go too much into the Excel COM
right.
interface. In the document, actually have a link to the resource that you can delve.
And we could do a while loop here, too. Instead of stopping at 30, we could do a while loop if we wanted to and look for when the data stops.
Exactly.
You know, so you can obviously go beyond this.
So then... We have a new data object and add your value. At this point, we have the data.
It's all good?
Yep. So let's move on to...
So we've dragged the file. We've parsed the file.
Right.
We've opened Excel. Now we've got all of our data.
Right. So now let's get a title. So 1-1. This is just simply shows how to get
sure.
one value. And then... Close.
Important piece. Definitely want to close.
This is, yeah, I do want to talk about this for a second because during testing, if you don't close, if you don't clean up your mess, then what will happen is you'll start getting file permission errors
mm-hmm.
and some really weird errors and behavior. So make sure that you clean up your.
In the same sense, you probably want to stick this stuff into a try catch finally so you can always close your Excel file even if an error occurred.
Exactly. And then that was a very important piece from performance for the UI. We have to set the visuals. So here is the grid, and here is the line series for the chart.
And this dot data, what data type is data? Is observable collection of
data? I believe we have data.
Okay, so
your value data.
Value.
Right, so that's part of the starter project is that they're in the model project there is data. And so and up here, scrolling up to the top, we have an observable collection
okay.
called data. So,
data so the add. UI will see the changes as they're being populated.
Exactly. So populate the grid, create the line series, and then using states, I want to, here you could toggle visibility, say visibility equals collapsed or visible. Instead, I really like visual states. Gives you a nice transition between the two.
You at least have three states. You've got the there's no data state.
Right.
Then you've got the there's my chart and there's my grid.
Exactly. So let's run this.
Oh, it works too? It's not just code?
Yes.
All right, so this is good. And the chart itself, obviously, a little more code involved, but the data grid's actually very simple. And you could use a list box. You can use whatever you want here.
Right. So let's go to documents. So again, documents folder. Let's take a look at gasoline prices. Drag, drop.
Takes a moment.
It will think. And let's take a look at the chart. So we have our chart of data.
Mm-hmm.
We have the grid.
And when you're hitting chart and grid, you're not actually reloading them. You're just doing a visual state.
Exactly.
I assume. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you could fade them in and fade them out. You could bounce them.
Right.
Link them.
Right.
What subliminal messages, whatever you want.
Perfect. So this will conclude exercise one, that we're just simply going to my documents, bringing in Excel data. While we finish wrapping up, let's put...
throw another one in, sure.
Unemployment rates, because I think unemployment rates was kind of the colorful...
Right.
The colorful one, just to prove the point that it doesn't matter. So we've enabled a drop target, then we've opened up Excel behind the scenes, making sure the user doesn't have that drawing experience, and then getting documents from the Excel file from my documents, dragging and dropping that on there, and then in the next exercise, because you know this is great to show how to do kind of a good experience of dragging and dropping.
This is the perfect scenario, but
exactly. But you know, realistically, if you start deploying this and you say you must put your Excel files in my documents,
that may not be where they might be on a network drive, they might be somewhere else on the computer.
Exactly.
So we've got that in exercise three. And one other good point to hand out here is people might think, you know, does this work without Excel? Sure, you could use without Excel as well. If you had common delimiter files, you could load this up. And of course, that would work on a Mac or a Windows PC as well.
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks, Corey. And we'll be back in a moment. Catch us up with exercise three.